What up?
Oh, I gotta do my intro. What's up, Tony Talks fam? It's your favorite podcast host coming at you with another fire episode. Y'all, we recorded this episode last week.
Yeah. On the 29th.
Ran into a technical issue this morning as I was getting ready to edit it and lost the whole thing, except for the first 2 minutes of the episode. So Terrence and I, we prayed about it. I was sad. I was sad this morning because it was really good. That episode was so good. I went to Terrence. We prayed about it and we asked God if this is still the message that he wants us to give, his message that he wants us to give, and if we should go on live today to do it. We prayed about it. I had this deep feeling like this is what God was telling us to do. And so here we are.
Here we are.
This is my first time doing an Instagram podcast live. So I was nervous all day. All day I've been nervous because I don't want to mess up. You know, when you're doing something for the Lord, it's like, I want to get this exactly right. I want to be perfect with this. But I know what God has told me. I know that what he's called me and my husband to do. And so I'm just going to allow him to speak through both of us. It's not us that's speaking. It's what he has given us to say to you all, mm-hmm. things that he's corrected us on first so that we can come here and share that with you. So if you're struggling with the things that we struggled with, if you've gone through similar things, you too can come out of it and you can learn according to what God says in his word.
Yes. So we are speaking against any kind of offense. We are praying that understanding comes and no offense, because we mean well when we deliver this message. And I promise it won't hurt. It may hurt.
It might.
It may hurt. But the spirit of offense, it has to go. And we welcome the word. All right.
Yeah. I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one. My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake, Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
Whenever God gave me this topic for this episode, this was a couple weeks ago, I was spending some time with God, and what he spoke to me was praying to God is completely different than praying to the universe. Along with that, he also added that believing in him can also look different than obeying him and following what he says in his word. And with that, he shared with me that I went on this whole personal spiritual experience myself years ago. Well, not even that long ago. I went on a journey. And what he shared with me was that a personal spiritual experience is a journey to find yourself outside the presence of him. So it's a journey to find yourself outside the presence of God. It's a journey of trying to find what makes sense to me and adopting it as truth. So the enemy has confused us, some of us, into thinking we have to search for truth outside of God. But God has given us the most powerful tool, which is his word. So why don't we open it and read it? Because some of us have adopted the opinions of the world and what the world says about the Bible instead of praying and asking with sincere hearts for God to give us wisdom and knowledge to interpret what he is saying so that we can apply it to our lives, so that we can actually live in truth, not what the truth of the world says. Some of us are addicted to fake news. I mean, it be sounding good. And that's why we're addicted to it, because it's pleasing to our ears. As I was spending time with God today, he also gave me this scripture to start off with, and it's in Proverbs chapter 2. It's kind of long. It's Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. And I'm going to read this to you because for this episode, I want you to open your hearts to feel what God is saying and open your minds to understand what God is saying. It might not make sense to you now, but as you dive deeper into your word after this, which I encourage you to do so, ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because it's going to absolutely take wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from God and God alone to understand what we're about to say today.
Yes.
So this scripture is on the benefits of wisdom. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted. These men turn from the right way to walk down dark paths. They take pleasure in doing wrong, and they enjoy the twisted ways of evil. Their actions are crooked and their ways are wrong. So this gives us the benefits of wisdom. Every time we approach the word of God, we always pray first and we ask God to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to interpret what it is he is saying, mm-hmm. not what our flesh wants it to say.
Right.
So that's what I encourage you to do right now as we dive into this episode and after, as you meditate on what God has given us to say to you today.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm breathing a little bit better.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I was nervous.
You're doing good.
Today, I want to go back to something that was taught to me in 2023. I joined this church called Mark Church, and I went to what we call a God study, what some of you may know as Bible study. And in this God study, it was my first time going, and it happened to be the last one before the summer started because they were taking a break, and I just felt like I was supposed to be there. God was just dealing with me all day, like, go to this God study, right? In this God study, my pastor, Pastor Chris, he taught us that there are three heavens, and these three heavens I had never heard of before in my life. I never heard that there were three heavens. I just thought it was one heaven that we go into if we good, if we claim Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And that's all. I never knew that there were levels to this, right? Have you ever heard that there were three heavens before I came home and told you about this?
No, I did not.
That's what we are going to talk about today. This is God brought me back to this God study a couple of weeks ago. And he wants me to share the revelation that he gave me.
Mm-hmm. Break it down.
Yeah. So we're going to break it down and we're going to go back to what he said. Praying to God and praying to the universe are completely different. And you're going to understand why. So what we're going to do first is determine how we came to know that there are three heavens. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with Genesis 1:1.
Okay.
Oh, and we got our Bibles, y'all. We coming straight from the word. This is not us. We come in from the Bible. Genesis 1:1 says,
Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
In the beginning, God created the heavens. That's an S at the end. That is our first indication that there is more than one heaven. Because if there was just one, it would say God created heaven and the earth. But it says heavens with an S at the end. Mm-hmm. The second scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 2-4.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, 2-4. I was caught up in the third heaven 14 years ago. Whether I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know. Only God knows.
So this is indication that there is a third heaven. Because in this scripture, Paul is saying, he mentions that he's caught up to the third heaven. So that implies there is an existence of a first and a second heaven. And what we're going to look at now is the first heaven. What is the first heaven? We're going to go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 6-8. It's a lot of scripture, y'all, because like I said, this is God. Like, he wants us to know this stuff.
Yeah. And in order to deliver the message correctly, we have to go to his word.
Yes.
All right. Then God said, let there be a space between the waters to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth. And that is what happened. God made this space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heaven. God called this space sky. And evening passed and morning came, marking the second day.
Next is that same chapter, verse 20. This is what's going to tell us what resides in this first heaven.
Then God said, let the water swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind.
So first heaven is the skies that's directly above us. It's right above us where the birds fly and where rain and snow come from. We're also going to go to Isaiah 55 and 10. This is also letting us know what's in the first heaven.
Isaiah 55 and 10. And it says, the rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry.
So, yes, that goes back to what I just said. It's the birds in the sky above us and where the rain and the snow come from. So we're literally right under a heaven. Like, we reside right under a heaven.
Just look up.
Right.
And you will see it. Okay.
So the second heaven is what's next. Now, we're going to spend a little bit of time on the second heaven because you're going to see why. The first scripture we're going to go to for the second heaven is Genesis 1 and 14 through 15.
Then God said, let light appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, days, and years. Let these lights in the sky shine down on earth. And that is what happened.
The signs that God is referring to in these scriptures to mark the day and the night is the sun and the moon, which resides in the second heaven. Next is Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19.
And when you look up into the sky and see the sun, moon, and stars, all the forces of heaven, don't be seduced into worshiping them. The Lord your God gave them to all the peoples of the earth.
One thing that I want to note here, I remember when I was living that witchcraft lifestyle. I was worshiping the sun, the moon, and the stars, worshiping the things that God created instead of God himself, right? I thought I was worshiping God himself by worshiping those things because I didn't know any better. It was my own ignorance. But when I went to this God study years ago in 2023 and my pastor read this, I was like, hold up. I've always wondered why people say don't worship the sun, moon, and the stars, but they could never tell me where in the Bible it said that. And I wasn't studying the Bible for myself. So I took what other people were saying and I adopted it as my truth, just like what I said earlier. We take the things that the world says because it sounds good and we adopt it as truth without doing the research and the work for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. And what I came to understand is that God wouldn't tell us to not worship the sun, moon, and the stars if he didn't think we would do that.
Yeah.
He knew that we would make the mistake of worshiping the sun, moon, and the stars of the second heaven. And mind you, the second heaven, there's a third heaven that we're going to talk about. But the second heaven is this outer space where these things dwell at, these evil entities dwell at. He knew that we would stop right there and try to find our identity in what resides in outer space. Zodiac, stars, moon, the things of the world. What's the things that people, horoscopes, things like that.
And Mercury retrograde.
Yes, Mercury retrogrades. He knew that we would make that mistake. And that's why he specified in his word, do not stop there. That is not where we find our identity at all. It might sound good, but it ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not it.
Not it at all.
The next scripture is Ephesians 6 and 12.
For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world and against evil spirits in the heavenly places.
Yes. So this scripture literally tells us what resides in that second heaven. So it says, we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against evil entities, principalities that reside over that. We are not fighting against flesh, blood, enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. That is the second heaven. We cannot see this world. This is an unseen world, and there are evil entities and evil spirits that reside in this heavenly place. Let's not get it confused. There's levels to heaven, and outer space is where the evil resides. The second heaven is where that evil resides. God ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
God's not there.
So is it clicking? Dear universe, is it clicking? We are not supposed to be praying to the universe, because when we pray to the universe, we're just throwing it up into that dark world, where all of the evil spirits lie. You know, when Satan fell, he took 1/3 of the angels with him. Mm-hmm. You know, you're kind of giving them permission, not kind of, you're giving them
permission.
You're giving them permission to do whatever it is that they want with your prayers that you put up into the universe. All right. Now, we're not saying that God just don't hear you at all, but that's where your prayers are stopping. And we can't put God in a box. We can't. God is so much bigger than the universe. Yes, he created it, but we are not supposed to worship what he created. We're supposed to worship him.
Right. Whenever I used to say, when I was on my spiritual journey, I noticed once I came out that when people say this, people often begin to dive into tarot, crystals, divination. And I remember when I walked away from the church, this was exactly the statement that I made. I'm on a personal spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
And people was like, well, what does that mean? And I was like, well, I'm on a journey to find God deeper than what the church can give me. Because I just felt like there were so many unanswered questions. And I was just like, I find that more answers to my questions are answered in this witchcraft lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter that the type of witchcraft I was doing was coming from a good place. My heart's intentions were pure. It didn't matter that I wasn't doing evil spells or speaking bad against people. None of that matters. Yeah. It doesn't matter. That's one thing that the enemy has confused us on, because I hear some people saying, well, I'm not doing the bad witchcraft. There's no such thing as good witchcraft.
Right. All bad. All bad. Yeah. And, you know, this is a time to share our testimony when it comes to dabbling with witchcraft. And there was a point in time where you led the charge on it, and it was like, okay, it's a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Let me set these crystals outside so, you know, I can let them charge. You know, I didn't really understand it at the time, but I was going along with it. I'm like, hey, I mean, God created this stuff, so it must work, right?
Right.
It must work. And we were doing a lot of things with those charged crystals.
Putting them under our son's pillow for healing, because at the time we had learned that our son was born with an underdeveloped bladder and he was experiencing some kidney issues. So I got crystals. I put them under his mattress in his room and was praying to the crystals to give healing to my son, to our son.
Right.
And I thought what I was doing was pleasing to God. That's where the enemy had me confused. I didn't know that what I was doing was entertaining the principalities and the rulers of darkness that reside in the second heaven.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, I'm not doing the bad kind, and it's all about how you use it. But that's, like I said, it's where the enemy confused you, because it doesn't matter your heart's intentions. The evil forces of darkness can twist whatever you're doing to make it evil, because you gave it permission to do so, like Tara said.
Right.
Every time you pray to the universe, you're giving it permission to do whatever it wants with the prayers you send up there.
That's right. That's right. So to anybody who may be questioning, no, crystals themselves aren't bad.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't bad. It's when you try to give them supernatural powers to replace what God can do, that's when it becomes demonic, and that's what we were doing. You know, now it sounds absolutely ridiculous to what we were doing,
right,
but
right.
We were there. We were there charging those. And I remember it got to a point where I'm like, yo, Tone, we gonna get a full moon on this day.
Right.
You make sure you sit them out. Like, so
I was going to the river cleaning my crystal. I'm like, I need pure water to clean my crystals.
We did do that. Yes. We did go down to the river. We went down to the river and clean those. Yeah.
Just doing the most. And this is why people of God say that astrology and zodiac signs are demonic. Because claiming and living your life according to what is written in the stars means you're living a life that was constructed by demons.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you say, I'm a Scorpio, or I'm a Taurus, or the tarot reader said this, or Mercury is in retrograde, I should live my life like this, you're literally dancing the enemy's dance.
Yeah.
The enemy is your puppet master, and it's got you navigating through life doing exactly what it wants.
Yeah. Let me read this right quick. So I posted this October 1st, 2024. So almost a whole year later. I said, biblically, recognizing and applying zodiac signs, horoscopes, Mercury retrograde, and everything else considered astrology as a part of your life or identity is a form of idolatry. All right? God doesn't operate in that realm, but as we've been saying, Satan does. Everything that is of this world, he is the ruler of. And that comes from John 14:8. He sets traps for all of God's people to fall into. And this, unfortunately, is one of those traps. And that comes from 1 Peter 5:8. Because you were born under a certain formation of stars and you consider yourself a whatever zodiac sign that you identify with. Yeah, whatever you identify with, that does not determine who you are. Why you act the way you do, or who you would be the most compatible with. Stars have no control over that. God has probably sent you your husband or your wife, but you turned them away because of their sign and what's associated with that sign. The emotional effects of Mercury retrograde is a falsehood you speak over your life. It's not real. And we'll get into an example of that after I finish this. I've seen people, me included, speak negativity over our lives because of it and pass it along as an excuse for our behavior. The moment you accept things that aren't of God, you automatically give Satan permission to enter your life and do whatever he desires. All right? So repent, turn away from that, delete those pointless astrology apps, stop reading and or watching those videos about your zodiac message of the day, the week, the month, about love, life, career, and whatever else. If you want to know about your life, go to the true source.
Yeah.
And that is Yeshua. And he will show you what the stars cannot. All right. This Mercury retrograde.
Bruh.
When we were in it and when we believed it, because we were there.
We were there.
Tony, she may have been going through something emotional. And she'll look in her phone and she'll be like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
It's Mercury retrograde, or Mercury is in retrograde. And I'll be like, oh, that's why you got that attitude today.
Okay.
I understand. I get it now. And it wasn't until we fully renounced and denounced Mercury retrograde, all that stuff stopped happening.
Yeah.
All of it. All of that stuff stop happening. When you stop recognizing demonic things and you allow God over your life, that's where you get peace. That's where you get joy from. I see it a lot when I scroll on social media. Oh my God, Mercury is in retrograde. Don't be mad if I curse you out today or whatever. That's not an excuse.
It's not.
a planet moving further or closer to the planet Earth ain't got nothing to do with how you treat people, how you go about your day. Every day we should be looking to have the fruit of the Spirit and not the fruit of the world. And the fruit of the world expires. It goes bad quickly, quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly. So stop speaking things over your life. You know the famous scripture, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And it doesn't just stop at I'm broke, or I don't have this, I don't have. No, it's like when you take on those spiritual things in the second heaven, you know,
yep.
Words mean things.
They do.
Words are spiritual, yes. And spirits create the kind of life that you live. Mm-hmm. All right?
We did that, even down to the angel numbers.
Oh, my God.
God had to, at the time, we didn't know that it was
goodness.
God trying to
cut
that out of our lives. For a long time, Terrence and I had seen 11-11 all the time, or 1-2-3-4, and we're like, oh, this means something, this mm-hmm. means something, but it was mm-hmm. specifically 11-11. And I remember, I think it was 2021.
Yeah.
When we had first started seeing it. And so we were like, we feel like something's going to happen on November 11th. Y'all, something did happen.
Oh, it was the worst day, the worst night in our relationship that we had ever experienced.
Yeah.
The absolute worst.
I fought this boy in the street, y'all.
Yeah, we were fighting.
I was like, I don't care if you a man or not. Like, fight me.
We were fighting. I remember I was working at FedEx. I just didn't want to be there anymore. I didn't want to be there. And life was just beating me down. Life was whooping my behind. And I took that home. I took that home on November 11th. Everything fell apart. Everything literally fell apart. But I believe it was God's intentions for that to happen, because it ended up waking us up. Yeah, we spent some time apart, definitely. Yeah. But he was trying to wake us up. He was really trying to wake us up. Like, y'all, stop believing in this stuff.
Yeah. And it took us a while to get out of that, because it wasn't until we completely got out of the lifestyle, when we started going to Marked, really, when I went to this God study where Pastor Chris had shared this about the three heavens. Because I remember after that, for 2 years after that, every year in November around 11-11, something would always happen with us. And it was God trying to get our attention that 11-11, where people says you're on the right path, you're in alignment, that's absolutely false.
Yes.
Because why are these bad things actually happening? God was trying to get our attention, like, no, it's not, y'all.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Stop believing the lies of this world.
Yes. And that is of this world.
Yeah.
So again, when you hear angel numbers, just because you hear angel,
this,
do not automatically
the
assume.
The devil has angels that reside in the second heaven, y'all.
Yes.
They're angel numbers, but they're not God's angels.
He took one third. He took one third of the angels with him when he was casted down on this earth. So when you hear angel numbers, don't automatically assume, because when you start getting into Revelation and you do a Bible study, it really breaks it down on the name of angels. And angels are the fallen angels.
Yeah.
The fallen angels. Okay. I don't believe that angels, there are godly angels that do protect us and that fight for us. However, you can look in the Bible, If you don't find 11-11, if you don't find 1-2-3-4, if you don't find 10-10, or whatever your angel that you proclaim, if you can't find that, guys, it is demonic. Or sometimes it will be in the Bible. You just have to read and all this other stuff. So just be careful. Be mindful of what you're speaking over your life, that everything that comes from the second heaven is here to destroy you. So be mindful. So the next time you look in your phone and you see that it's, oh, Mercury retrograde is today through next week or whatever, don't speak that over.
Come out of agreement with it.
Right now. Come out right now. And I guarantee you the next retrograde that happens is going to be like, okay, whatever.
Ain't got nothing to do with me.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah. One of the last scriptures to discuss the second heaven that will back up what we've been saying about what the devil has come to do as far as him residing in the second heaven, what his assignment is, is in Revelation chapter 12, verses 7-9.
Then there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and the dragon lost the battle, and he and his angels were forced out of heaven. This great dragon, the ancient serpent, called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the world, was thrown down to the earth with all of his angels.
Boom.
His angels.
Boom. That's it.
His angels.
And it tells us who the dragon is, the devil or Satan, and what he was called to do, what he was made to do, and that is deceive the whole world. The world, there are so many people in the world deceived by the things of the second heaven.
Mm-hmm.
God do not want that. He does not want us to be deceived by the ways of the devil, the ways of the enemy.
Yep. And let me just read this one from 2 Corinthians 11 and 14 through 15. This is Paul speaking about false apostles. And he says in 14, and we've been reading from the NLT version of the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, but I am not surprised. Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no wonder that his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. In the end, they will get the punishment their wicked deed deserves.
There you go.
So disguising himself as the zodiac signs, when we're reading these daily horoscopes, you have to question yourself. Mm-hmm. Why every single day I get a different horoscope or a different message about my horoscope saying something. It could say something like, oh, you and your coworker gonna have beef today. And you take that on, and then you and your coworker are gonna have beef because you took on that spirit. You took on that spirit. You know what doesn't change? God's word. God's word has been the same.
It's set in stone.
It's been the same since he created the world, okay? It's been the same. All you have to do is just open up your Bible and look at it.
Yeah.
And look at it. Don't be fooled into what... Do y'all know who's sitting behind these apps creating these words of affirmation for your zodiac sign? Mm-hmm. You don't know what they worship. You don't know what they do in their private time, and they just decide that one day you're going to have beef with somebody, or one day you're going to find some money on the ground. And what happens when you don't find the money on the ground? You can be like, okay, well, I guess it wasn't for me. It didn't apply to me. Or
like I said, you're just letting the world be your puppet master.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going along with it.
Boom.
Just like, okay.
Boom.
Let's get into the third heaven.
Okay, let's go.
My favorite heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The heaven I'm trying to go to. The third heaven is where God dwells.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give you scripture on that. The first one is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14.
Look, the highest heavens and the earth and everything in it all belongs to the Lord your God.
Boom. This is the highest heaven. The last one, the third heaven that we talked about in the beginning, is where God dwells.
Mm-hmm.
The second scripture we're going to go to in reference to the third heaven is Ephesians chapter 1 and 3.
All right, Ephesians 1 and 3. All praise to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ.
That's Ephesians 1 and 3. The next one is 2 Corinthians 12 and 2.
2 Corinthians 12 and 2. Did I read this earlier? I think I did.
So
2 Corinthians 12 and 2 again. I was caught up to the third heaven 14 years ago, whether if I was in my body or not, or whether if I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know. Only God knows.
Yes. The third heaven is where your position in Christ Jesus is found. Not in the second heaven, where some of us have made the mistake of trying to find our identities, like we said, with the zodiacs, but it is in the second heaven. And what I want to do right now is encourage and challenge you to reach higher, because some of us have made the mistake of praying to the universe. And what we don't realize is that we're praying below our means.
Mm-hmm.
We're praying below God. Like, our prayers ain't even reaching all the way to the highest of heights.
Yeah.
There's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
So praying to the universe, you might think you're praying to God, but you're not. You're praying below him.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a higher position waiting for you. There's freedom there. There's true purpose there. The one who created you dwells there. He knows you better than you know yourself. And getting to Getting to know God is getting to know your true self. He will reveal, he will guide, he'll guide you along the narrow path of salvation. Life with him is way better than this life in this world.
Yeah.
The one that the world is forever changing. But God, just like Terrence said, remains.
Yeah, that's it.
And you don't have to constantly be searching for who am I or what's my purpose. Whenever you fully surrender to God, he's going to reveal all that to you. It's not something that you're going to constantly have to search for.
Right. You don't have to constantly get on YouTube and see what the message is for you on that day, because it changes. It changes. It changes. It changes. And God's word remains the same. He has been the same yesterday, today, and in the future. Okay. So if he promised you one thing yesterday, he's going to, that promise may not have came into fruition yet, but it will. It will. So stop taking the shortcut, or you think it's a shortcut, and going to something that can feed your flesh immediately. So that way you can get a word from one of these tarots, from one of these horoscopes. No, sometimes you got to be patient, and he wants you to be patient with him. With him.
So that's the first, the second, and the third heavens. I hope, we hope that you got something out of what God has given us to say to you. And that is, all in all, stop praying to the universe. The universe is not where your identity is. Your identity dwells in the third heaven where God dwells. He knows you better than you know yourself. And if you're out here looking for purpose, you're out here looking for what it is you should be, who you should be in this world, what assignments you should be going after, the things, the businesses you should be starting, people you should be connected with, your relationship with God is going to answer all of those questions.
Every last question.
Every question.
Every question. For a long time, I didn't know who I was.
Same.
I didn't know who I was, where I was going. At one point, when I was working at DSS, I just knew I was going to be there. I was just going to be there. Had no idea. Had no idea.
Yeah.
And when they say crack the Bible open and actually read it and get understanding for yourself, get the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, that's when you begin to see who you are and where he wants you to go. You know, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's one of the most serious, truest verses in the Bible to me. That's one of my favorites, because it wasn't until I cracked it open that I began to see that he wants me to go down this path and not the path that I was going down, which was leading to the grave. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, we pray that you got something out of this word, and I pray that even after today, you meditate on what God has given us to give you, and that you open your word for yourself. Test everything that we said. Go to these scriptures.
Everything.
And read it for yourself. And everything. Go to that scripture that I read in the beginning, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. It tells us about the importance of wisdom, the benefits of having wisdom. Every time you open your word, I encourage you to pray first and ask God, what does your word say? Give me the proper understanding of your word so that I'm not interpreting it out of what I want you to say.
Yeah.
But let me understand it for what you have said.
Right.
Because this doesn't change.
Right.
It doesn't matter what other people are saying, what the world is saying. God's word is not going to change, y'all.
Yes.
And the answers are right here. Mm-hmm. I promise you.
I'll give you another scripture before we get out of here. James 1, 5 through 8. All right. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you.
Literally.
He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. So don't go pray to God and then go look at your horoscope. Don't go pray to God and then pray to the universe.
Right.
All right. Do not waver. For a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world. and they are unstable in everything they do. All right? They are unstable, everything. So understand where your loyalty lies and stand on it. Jesus came down. He was like, I ain't come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword.
Mm-hmm.
And that sword was to divide the believers from the unbelievers. And if you are tiptoeing on that sword and you haven't picked a side, it'll be more worse for you than if you decide to be cold. So lukewarm. So he'd rather you be hot or cold. But if you're lukewarm, he will spit you out. And that's what you are. You're lukewarm if you still identify yourself as a child of God, but then you still call yourself an Aquarius. So you still call yourself a Virgo. You still call yourself a Scorpio. You still call yourself all of these zodiac signs who won't save you in the end.
Right.
Because I guarantee you, that was a way for the devil to create division.
Yeah.
That was just another way. Christ died for unity. He died for unity, not for division. So when you saying, oh, I'm a January Aquarius, so I'm a, and we better than the February Aquarius, division.
Mm-hmm.
We are all one. Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I
you
felt
went
it.
In. You
I
did.
Felt it. I felt
like, okay. I had to make sure I wasn't calling myself.
Right.
Yeah, that was really good. Man, I hope you took your notes. Go home and pray. Well, you're probably already home, but pray. Pray about what we said. Read your word and develop a relationship with Christ for yourself, because it's amazing. It's amazing, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence and I are going to continue to do episodes. I'm going to continue to do episodes because we have been called to do exactly what God told us to do today. We've been called to declare the truth of God's word and to do it no matter what the world says about us, no matter if people think we're crazy or we're saying things to go against what, you know, the rest of the world is saying, because that's what God's word is meant to do. It's supposed to go against the world. It does go against the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for opening our eyes to see who we are, to see the areas in which we were wrong in, the areas where we thought we were serving God, but we weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for his correction that hurts sometimes, but it has advanced us in such a way that I can't even really put into words.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's changed us completely. If you knew Terrence before and you saw him now, you don't know him now. If you saw Terrence before, bruh, this a man of God now. Like, you would have never thought.
I'm weak.
I'm weak. And I'm just so grateful for the transformation. And I'm so excited to see each and every person, because I'm claiming it. I'm praying for you that God allows you to have an experience with him that transforms you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to say that it doesn't look perfect. You're not going to look perfect or be perfect, period.
No.
That's a misconception that you have to have your life together for God to use you. No, God is still correcting me, and he's using me too at the mm-hmm. same time.
Yeah.
And he can do that for you. And I'm excited to see and hear the testimonies of you all.
But you also have to want to change. You have to also want to be corrected.
Yeah.
You know,
that's important. You have to be open to correction.
You do.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, you will be stubborn and hard-hearted about whatever. And, you know, God will still use you, but he won't be able to, you won't be able to feel his fullness. And that's what we want everyone to feel.
Yeah.
So get rid of those identities and know that your identity is in Christ. You are a child of God. You are an heir. You're an heir. How amazing does that sound?
Right.
You're an heir. So soon as you label yourself child of God, you automatically reap those benefits.
Well, y'all, that brings us down to the end of our very first IG Live. Wow, we did it.
We did.
We did it.
We did.
We pray that you all have amazing... We pray that you have an amazing rest of your week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. We pray that you got something major from what God gave us to give you. And we can't wait to hear your stories, your testimonies. We love y'all so much. And we're praying for you always.
Always and forever.
Period. Peace.
We out.